Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Exodus chapter 19 today, just one verse, verse 9. Exodus 19, verse 9. And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am coming to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you and may also believe you forever." Let me read to you that verse one more. We're going to get our challenge from this verse today. And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am coming to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you and may also believe you forever." God is visibly speaking to Moses and the people at the same time, so they'll reverence and listen to God and to his servant Moses. And as I was reading this and doing my prayerful mapping out of what we're going to do and get our challenges from these sections, what jumped out at me was, this sounds familiar. This sounds very, very familiar. In Matthew chapter 3, listen to verses 13 through 17. "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Jesus answered him, 'Let it be so for now, for thus it's fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he consented, and when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him, and behold, a voice from heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" At Jesus' baptism, God the Father spoke. And the Holy Spirit appeared as well, and all three of the Trinity were there, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But listen again what happens in Matthew chapter 17. In Matthew 17, verses 1 through 5, "And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led him up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, 'Lord, it's good that we're here. If you wish, I'll make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.' He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.'" So here we see again that Jesus' transfiguration, the Father came and he audibly spoke. But listen to what he adds. He says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Peter actually talks about Moses in his sermon in Acts chapter 3. Listen to Acts chapter 3, verses 22 through 23. And when he says this, "Moses said, 'The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you. And it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people.'" So let's put this all together. God shows up visibly in a cloud, speaking to Moses and out loud audibly so that everybody in the nation of Israel can hear him. They did this so that they would listen to Moses and believe him. But then God says, "I'm going to send another one just like Moses. And everyone who doesn't listen to him will be cut off." And then Jesus shows up on the scene. He comes on the scene and the Father says, "This is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased." He shows up at his baptism. He shows up at his transfiguration. And listen what he adds. He says, "This is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him." Peter then preaches it in the message in Acts chapter 3. We see there and he says, "Listen, God had said that he would send another prophet like Moses. And he said, you need to listen to him." I'm going to ask you, are you listening to Jesus? Have you listened to Jesus? Do you believe him when he says that he is the way and the truth and the life and that no one comes to the Father except through him? Do you believe that he is the only way you can be saved? Do you believe that he is God himself, that he can forgive sin? Do you believe that he was the propitiation, the sacrifice on your behalf through his death, through his resurrection? Do you believe that the only way that anybody can be saved is through faith alone in Jesus? Listen to what Jesus says. He is God. He can forgive your sins. He's the only way you can be forgiven. And put your faith in him. And if you don't listen to Jesus, you will be cut off. You will be rejected by God. Folks, this world is not all there is. And thank God for that. Because those of us living in these days know it's getting worse and worse. And we're not liking being here as much as we used to. Let me tell you this. There's an eternity to come. And the same Jesus will come back in the same way in which he left, visibly. Have you listened to him? Have you trusted him as your Savior? You're accountable. You've heard. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.